Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. There's a lot of things to cover today. I'm not sure if we're going to get through it all. Of course, the main thing is, you know, what's happening in D.C., which I'm not sure is really much more than a distraction. But we have to watch it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts for the many blessings you have given to each one of us. Sometimes blessings that we haven't acknowledged, that we don't even recognize came from you. So, Father, may we take a moment to sit and breathe and connect with you. Lord God, we thank you for your love and your grace and the mercy that you bestow on each one of us, and how you bless us even when we are undeserving. Thank you, Father. Father God, we pray for this nation. It is swallowed up in sin. And we know your children are part of the problem because we have been accepting of sin, tolerating it. We have turned our faces away from you when we should be looking straight at you, consuming ourselves with your word. We should be doing that. We should be flooding this nation with prayers. Lord, thank you for tapping me on the shoulder several years ago and telling me I needed to start praying. Praying for Donald J. Trump. I know now that you knew then what was happening. And even now you know what'll be in a few years, whether this nation will even continue to exist. So we hang on to you, Father, for you are the constant. You are the thing that is real. You are truth. You are life. And I do pray for your protection over President Donald J. Trump and his family and all of them, all of those who are around him, and all the others that are under persecution because they stood with him. I pray for our hostages around this world, and I pray for the hostages that are here in prison unjustly. Father, your children rise up and start living the righteous life you have asked us to live. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, you said. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I beg for your protection. I beg for your forgiveness. And I beg for your courage. And also, Father, lead us not into the temptations of this world. Deliver us from this evil. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But Toby Keith passed away today or yesterday at the age of 62. He was from Oklahoma. He was battling stomach cancer the last several years. So let's keep his family and friends, and yes, even his fans, in our prayers as they all mourn and remember Toby Keith. He had over 20, I think, number one hits. I don't know if these are any of the number ones. These are just some of the hits that I remember. I Should Have Been a Cowboy. That's his first big one. Red Solo Cup. I Want to Talk About Me. Beer for My Horses. American soldier. I love this bar, he said. As good as I once was. Honky-tonk you, bullets in the gun, whiskey girl, and country's come to town. Rest in peace, Toby. And thank you for bringing us the smiles in your songs. This is also the birthday of two great men. I went through this last year, I believe it was, and wrote a pretty lengthy article about it. This is the birthday of President Ronald Reagan. But it's also the birthday of my daddy. Every girl loves her daddy, and every girl needs her daddy, never forgets her daddy, and they always miss their daddy. My daddy passed away one day before his 86th birthday. After his 86th birthday, I should say. So I wrote this on Substack, a February birthday tribute to a great man and a great president. And I know that President Reagan was not perfect. There's a lot of things he did. We can look back now and see that we're not quite what they should have been. We're going to call the amnesty card out on that one. But my daddy really liked Ronald Reagan. And they shared a birthday. And I have my daddy's Bible sitting on my desk. And we bring her out every now and then to read it, don't we, Rudy?
Yes, we do.
So, anyway, happy birthday, Ronald Reagan, and happy birthday, Daddy. I know you're where it's a much better place right now. And I know you're playing that piano in heaven. Our founding fathers had such great wisdom. So did our dads. Most of them, maybe not all of them. My daddy used to say, I was pretty upset about something in high school, and he said, you know, people judge you by the way they are. I think we should always remember that, because it is very true. But our founding fathers had such great wisdom and words. Why is it that we ignore them? Or our leaders today ignore them? Oh, they'll pull out a quote here every now and again, but they do not live or legislate that wisdom. In fact, appears to me they do the opposite. Samuel Adams warned us back in 1776, how strangely, now listen to this, how strangely will the tools of a tyrant pervert the plain meaning of words. You know, it was slow at first, this insurrection of our nation. However, like a snowball rolling down the hill, it has gained in size and power. We must get out of its way. No. We must get out our pickaxes and our shovels and destroy this large snowball. Of course, the snowball growing larger is symbolistic of our government and its democracy bureaucracy. Totally out of hand, totally unconstitutional, totally tyranny, an oligarchy totalitarian government, not of the people, not by the people, not for the people, but it always is about the politicians and the D.C. cesspool. You know, I talked a long time after he was on the air. Mike Cutler called me and he said, we can't call it a swamp. And I've thought of this before. The swamp has a certain ecosystem and where things survive. But a cesspool, the bacteria will continue until it kills everything, and the only thing left is bacteria. A cesspool. Our politicians are killing everything with their corruption and the cesspool. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about a lot of things. I got some wisdom from James Wood. I always get a kick out of him. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hear ye, read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Let's get back to our gargantuan snowball. We don't have to look very far to recognize the damage this gargantuan government has caused and continues to cause. The American crisis continues. We'll explain much of that. But obviously, I couldn't cover it all. But I came close. It was over 200 pages, this. The American Crisis Continues is the name of the book that I've just written and published. Every day in America, more corruption and destruction takes place. How can this be if we have all these representatives of the people looking out for our best interests? Perhaps because we the people ain't been looking after them, keeping our eye on them, paying attention to their tyranny. They began changing our language and the meaning of words. Have you noticed that? As we're going into all this debate and we've been put into a very bad, I mean dangerously bad, and it's very scary position or condition in this country because of the millions of people who have crossed this border. Go back to President Carter, who told them they had to remove the word alien, not call them illegal aliens in any of the documents that were written. Changing of the words. That's tyranny. They tell us now that simple truths are lies, you know, like men are men and women are women. And if we believe them, the truths, then we are horrible people. Transgenderism is the most recent example, and I have some pretty hideous stuff to share with you about that. Boys and girls can switch who they are and what they are, but that is the real lie. I'm not a bigot for saying it. Science doesn't prove them correct. I consider them to be evil, very evil. So today, we're going to talk about immigration, transgender, evil scientists. That's my view of them. Biden's black Americans are misinformed, you know. That's the only reason they're not voting for him now. And we have a few other things. I have a little something I'm going to share with you from James Woods. So stay with me, America, as we spend this hour encouraging America to come home. You know, the bill that they were trying to pass, it's supposed to be dead on arrival in the House. Every one of the Democrats was going to vote for it. Every single one of them. There are lots of things in this bill. First of all, I think we should outlaw, we the people, outlaw the representatives and the senators from writing any bill that's more than 12 pages. There's no excuse for it to be any longer than that. Did you hear 176 or 78 pages was the affidavit that this woman down there in Georgia had explaining her relationship and all this and that? 176 or 78 pages? And I'm thinking, you went and had an adulterous affair. End of story. You gave the man privileges. We don't want to know about some of them. And I said if she went into detail, we really didn't want to know details.
It almost sounds like too much information.
That's what I thought. My husband laughed at me. I said, what on earth does she have to explain in 176 pages? I don't want to know. She had an affair. Both of them got perks. I'm just saying. Just saying. And they did it on tax dollars. Because, you see, your money means absolutely nothing to them. Well, it does. They want it in their pockets. So they went on. You know, I haven't been able to get on a cruise. That was something we wanted to do when we were younger. It's not happened. I don't know that it ever will happen the way the world is right now. But Mike Johnson says it's going to be dead on arrival. And you know what? I think he's speaking the truth this time. But every Democrat is going to vote for this bill. And in this bill, it gives President Biden power that he already has, which is stupid. And it gives, let me see if I can remember the numbers. It gives Ukraine another $60 billion. I don't know where they're getting this money. We're going to run out of paper. And they're giving, I want to say it was 18 or 19 or 16 billion dollars to Israel, and 20 to America for the border. But in this lengthy bill, it's, well, let me just read. Among its many flaws, the bill expands work authorizations for illegal aliens while failing to include critical asylum reforms. Even worse, its language allowing illegals to be released from physical custody would effectively endorse the Biden catch and release policy. The so-called shutdown authority in the bill is anything but. It's riddled with loopholes that grant far too much discretionary authority to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has proven he will exploit every measure possible in defiance of the law, just to keep that border open. Now, let me explain something. They are going to allow, before they shut the door, 5,000 illegal aliens every day. And when you multiply that times 365 days of the year, that's nearly 2 million people. And that's just the ones that they actually see crossing the border. Margaret Taylor Greene says it's 1.8 million per year. And that is about what we have had since Biden has become president, 2 million people per year. However, that's only the ones they account for. That's not the ones they don't see. I was watching President Trump on Rob Schmidt last night. And it's scary what he said. We could have at least 18 to 20 or more, 30 million here. There's only 300 and some million Americans, 330, something like that. It's scary to think about it. And how many of them are Chinese operatives, Chinese militants? How many of them are from Afghanistan? This is what it allows. It's not a bill to stop it. It's a bill to make it legal. Well, luckily, it's going to be dead on arrival. And the Democrats are blaming Trump. It's Trump's fault. He's the one that's causing these Republicans to vote wrong. And I said, yeah, I think he is. And I'm pretty glad he is. On the phone with him. Isn't it amazing how much power he has? Not being president. I think it's kind of cool myself. You know why? They see his popularity with you. That's why. So, this is some more that they want to do. And this is Representative Gallagher introduces legislation to force Biden administration to finish building the border wall and pay for it. It says President Biden has met the American people's cry for the secure southern border and allow actions and far left policies that pander to his progressive base. This has exacerbated the crisis, threatened our nation's security, and hurt Wisconsin families. He's from Wisconsin. While regaining operational control of the border requires a number of tools, such as additional personnel and enhanced technology, a finished southern border wall is both fundamental and necessary to this effort. Now, he goes on and he explains this bill is just common sense way to require the Biden administration to immediately finish the wall, pay for it by limiting illegal immigrants, abuse of welfare and tax credit programs. In other words, they need to quit living off of us. But that's not going to happen because they're increasing that. We shared the story from New York where it's a little pilot test and they're going to give them all $35 a week, $1,000 a month for doing nothing. But they got to have food, and they got to have baby diapers, and they got to have this, and they got to have that. Well, or they can beat up cops anyway, and then go to Florida. We're in a mess, and it is a dangerous mess. It's not just a political mess. They put this nation, you and me, your children, your grandchildren, in great danger of an attack from within. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. A little bit more about this bill that is going to be dead on arrival. The two that were pushing this was Schumer and McConnell. Well, there were others. I can't remember the Republican guy's name that was on it. But McConnell's decided that we should vote against it now. Now, why did he do that? Well, because McConnell is strange. And he saw it was going to fall apart. Therefore, he decided to tell everyone to vote against it. Just that simple. So, but Schumer, on the other hand, says not because McConnell didn't want it, it's because it was unpopular. That's why he said vote against it. Because he knew what was in it. He was all a part of it. Schumer decides he's going to threaten America. So Schumer says, sign my bill or America goes to war with Russia. The pro-war senator told MSNBC that Ukraine's war against Russia is our war and that we will lose if struggling American taxpayers don't fork over $60 billion. This bill is crucial. And history will look back on it and say, did America fail itself? This is Schumer's words. But Schumer is worth a lot of money. You know that? And so is McConnell. So for me, who is the most corrupt? Putin or Zelensky? I've about come to the conclusion, and yes, I'm no military, a foreign affairs, or diplomat genius on any of this. I admit that. But as far as I'm concerned now, the billions of dollars we've sent to Russia, to Ukraine, and how they have acted corruptly with it, let Putin have them. So who's the most corrupt, Putin or Zelensky? Who's the real evil guy, or is it Schumer? They can have Schumer, too, as far as I'm concerned. Just send Schumer over there. We'll give him a check, and then we'll cancel it. As far as I'm concerned, send them all over there, Democrats as well. Everybody who wants our billions of dollars to go to Ukraine now and not support our border, I'm ready to get done with them. I'm ready to get them out of this country. I know they'll know just how to treat them over there in Russia and Ukraine. Maybe if we followed all the lost money going over there to Ukraine, we'll see a little bit in Biden's and see a little bit in Schumer's and see a little bit here and there in the Democrats and some of the Republicans' checking accounts. What do you think? Or the DNC. Well, McConnell, you know, has pivoted and he's changed his mind, but not Schumer. He's going to stand there and he's going to threaten the American people just like he threatened the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. He's an evil man. Very evil. Schumer's threatening American people. He needs to be gone, New York. He needs to be gone. Okay, moving on to a different topic for just a moment. This came down as I was preparing for today's show. And it says, Trump can't claim presidential immunity against the 2020 election charges. And this is coming from the appeals court, the federal appeals court in Washington, D.C., and that was this morning. They ruled that former President Donald Trump cannot shake off his charges for an alleged effort to subvert the 2020 election by claiming presidential immunity. He did no such thing. This is the changing of the words and the language. He did no such thing. You see, there is no justice in America. A land full of lawyers. We're as corrupt as Ukraine. Have you realized that? So, this guy who happens to be, his name's James Pierce. I call him a complete idiot. That's my words, not the article's words. The article's written by Colleen Deese. He's a member of the special counsel of Jack Smith's team, and he told the panel that accepting Sawyer's argument is wrong for textual, structural, historical reasons, and hosts of other practical ones. He claims that if they give him immunity, which they've given every other president, it would mean that if a former president engages in assassination, selling pardons, these kinds of things, and then isn't impeached and convicted, there is no accountability for the individual. What a stupid analogy. As we have a president sitting in the White House now that literally has very little of his brain working, and I'm not saying that to be critical of him personally, but of the party and the parties. who think this is okay with a shadow government running things. Well, we can see how well it's done. This shadow government is not running things in a constitutional manner. Their policies are unconstitutional. Biden is breaking the law when he does not enforce the laws of immigration. He is the one in charge. He doesn't need new legislation. But I'm telling you right now, America, we need to quit sending money to Ukraine. I'm done with them. Twice now the money's been lost or corrupted. That's only twice that we know of. How do you lose $1 billion? We went through that last week. Well, because what is it Biden says? Show me the money. Show me. Come on, show me the money. Because it's been corrupted. And they've hidden it. What do they call it? Laundering money? They've hidden it. So who has it? Zelensky? Now, the other money, they're punishing some kind of military generals or something. I don't know. 10 or 12 of them, or I don't know, maybe 6 or 7. I don't remember how many it was. Not enough. D.C. doesn't look any different than Ukraine, does it? As corrupt as it is. Omnibus bill after omnibus bill. This bill that gives everything to Ukraine and nothing to the American people. Very little. Well, let's move on. It's not happy stuff, I'm telling you. It's just not happy stuff. The Democrats are blaming misinformation for Biden's dwindling support from the black voters. You know, it has nothing to do that they won't allow the blacks to have a choice of school. It has nothing to do that they keep them on welfare. So it has nothing to do that when the Democrats are in charge, the blacks don't have any jobs. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's because of misinformation. Well, what news shows are they watching, these blacks? What are they watching? Or do they even need to watch the news to feel the pain that Biden has inflicted on this country? Or I should say Obama. The Obama regime. I heard somebody say the other day what I say about Michelle all the time. They said, Obama's not doing this. He's too lazy. They want to run Michelle for president. That's the thing that's going around, and I said she's too lazy. But I guess if she's like Biden, she can go on the beach and have vacations while somebody else does all the work. That's what she did before. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. My
MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code Bethann or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code Bethann.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've kind of had a quandary here. I really want to share with you what James Wood wrote because I get a kick out of him. And this other... maybe I should just tease you with it and we'll really get into it tomorrow, but it's about the transgender, and it's a group of psychiatrists and doctors that are all about this. And they're anti-parents. They're against parents. And one of the doctors on the panel, she looks like she's trying to transgender herself. Her name's Harriet Wims. It says, the doctors are mentally ill, sick, and evil scientists. They don't have any belief in God or respect for his creation, life in general. Do you ever see a dog or other animals, let's just say animals in general, that don't know who they are? They don't know whether they're male or female. Ever seen that? Why is it that humans can't figure out who they are? I think we'll get into this tomorrow a little more in depth. But I want you to think about this. These panels of doctors, they're okay with mutilating your children. And if you're not, then you're the one who has got a transgender phobia. Now, what I'm going to back up to the other part of the show talking about this bill. There's some people that were pushing it. And if you're out there and you're a Nikki Haley voter, I want you to understand, Nikki Haley's pushing for this bill and open borders. Nikki Haley has gone all kinds of crazy on Donald Trump. Nikki Haley was never a conservative. Nikki Haley is not fighting for the American family. Nikki Haley is fighting for the government. The swamp, the cesspool, the D.C. government. She's okay with nearly 2 million of illegal aliens coming into this country every single year. For how many years are we going to do that? How many years? Well, what's going to happen? Where are your hearts? Where are your minds? Where is your loyalty? If and when, and I think it's a matter of when, some of these that have crossed the border, not just beat up cops, but take out our power grid. Maybe we'll have a Hamas take over a few blocks in New York or another city, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, rape the women, mutilate their bodies and kill them, drag them through the streets. Omar would be happy with that. Tlaib would be happy with that. Presley would be happy with that. Bush, she's got plenty of character. She's got her own security. It doesn't matter what St. Louis has. Rudy's counting his fingers. I don't know what's going on.
I guess got six words for you.
Okay.
Try that in a small town.
Well, we hope the small towns in America are ammoed up. Because I'm concerned. And if you're a female out there, they keep saying females don't like Trump. If you're a female out there, mother, suburban mom, or working woman, you think you're all professional and you shouldn't like this guy, what are you going to do when the Biden regime has set us up for an attack? And that's exactly what I think is being done. And Nikki Haley's okay with it. She's absolutely 100% okay with it. Open borders. Chamber of Commerce. They had a lot to do with writing that bill. Because they like that labor. But it isn't all about cheap labor. So James Woods calls out the cozy relationship of political opponents in a viral video photo. So he has this photo. And basically this photo is a picture of McConnell and Chuck Schumer laughing and carried on. They're just good old boys, good old buddies. And that tells you everything you need to know about D.C. They're only enemies in front of the cameras, except when the camera catches them with a bipartisan bill that will just ruin and wreck America. And spend, I don't know, if you got $60 billion here, $20 billion, that's $80 billion, and then another almost $20 billion, that's $100 billion. Jobs are disappearing. Biden claims he's made all these new jobs. I don't know where they are. And then I saw in the article the next day that they're government jobs. So what do they produce? Nothing. So James Woods puts this out there and he says this is all you have to know. Everything that's wrong with our government is in one photo. Just one photo. He calls it the Uniparty Swamp. The Uniparty Swamp. The Democrats and the Republicans. And this isn't anything new. People have been talking about this for a long time. A long time. Two of the most powerful politicians in the country, and neither one of them could take out a bag of kitchen trash by themselves. Let that sink in, he says. It would be nice if a law enforcement would come in and arrest every one of these people in D.C., he said. They're probably laughing how they both stabbed Trump in the back with this bill and all the other things that they've done. Said this is the picture to use for term limits legislation. That's something we need to get done if we get Trump elected and then keep a true constitutional conservative in the White House for a few years. Forever, as far as I'm concerned, if they're truly constitutional. Going back, bringing America home, is going to mean a little pain for us. Because we're going to have to give up some of the things that government has made us dependent on. Went to a meeting last night. It's a county crime watch meeting. And they have different speakers there for different things. And this guy was showing seeds on how to grow seeds and blah, blah, blah. Do you know how to grow any food? Do you know how to store up? Are you a grasshopper or an ant? Right now, the ant needs to be storing up. America, we're in trouble. I don't know how else to put it, and I'm sorry that I keep saying it, that I don't want to be a downer. I encourage you to order my book. We're supposed to get at least 20 copies in here this week. Not the hardback. That'll be a couple months yet. I don't know why, but it takes longer for the hardback. I haven't even got the proof on it yet. And we found a few boo-boos in here, but as I'm telling you, it's good. The American crisis continues. Let's read it and bring America home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.